Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, I'm still dealing with the first verse of James chapter 3, which says that we should not rush into pastoral responsibilities too quickly. Here's how James puts it when he says, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment." And teacher there, as I pointed out a couple of broadcasts ago, is apparently referring to teacher in an official sense, and by official I mean one who holds a teaching office in the church, such as pastor or evangelist, someone who is officially recognized by the church as a teacher and has teaching responsibility, which means more than simply teaching responsibility. It also means shepherding responsibility, which employs other matters besides teaching, though at least in the public teaching sense, because it also involves private counsel and other ways of ministering to the needs of the sheep. And those who have a shepherding responsibility have to fulfill that responsibility to a high degree of godly excellence, because we, and I include myself now, as James did when he's talking about this, we shall receive a stricter judgment. It is a sobering reminder that those who teach others are going to be judged by a stricter judgment than those who don't. And that applies in every area of life, as I tried to show you on the broadcast yesterday, whether you are a Sunday school teacher or a parent or whatever. If you have teaching responsibilities, then you're going to be judged accordingly. Some people don't have those kinds of responsibilities. Those that do will have a stricter judgment, and those who are officially recognized by the church in a teaching capacity can expect a very high standard for judgment when they are judged before their Lord and Master Jesus Christ someday. There was one more aspect of this that I wanted to deal with before we leave it. So thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, May 23. And don't forget that we are very much dependent upon the gifts of God's people to remain on this station. Well, those who tell others what to do are more culpable for their own obedience. And that principle is maybe most clearly described in Romans chapter 2, where Paul says, "Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things." And he goes on to elaborate upon that a bit. Now, the people that Paul is addressing in Romans chapter 2 are not necessarily teachers. They are people who have not received the law of God externally. They don't have the Bible. But as Paul shows us in Romans 1, they do have the law of God written in their hearts. And he tells us that in Romans chapter 2. Their conscience, the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another. He says in verse 14 of chapter 2, "For when Gentiles who do not have the law, by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them." So the fact of the matter is, everybody in the world has some of God's law in their heart. It is part of their makeup. They have a conscience given by God that reflects some portions of God's law. Obviously, those who have received the Bible, who have copies of the Bible, who have been taught the Word of God, know more of God's Word, we'd say have more of God's law, than those who have not had such privileges, and therefore will be more accountable. To whom much is given, much shall be required. So the more of God's Word that you have been exposed to, the more you will be responsible for. But even those who have not been taught anything directly from the Bible, and have never owned a Bible, and have never seen a Bible, and have never heard anyone teach the Bible, still have some basic elements of God's law in their very heart, their conscience, their mind. It's part of who we are, as created by God. It probably has something to do with being created in the image of God. And even in our fallen condition, there still remains some knowledge of God's will, God's holiness, God's requirements. And back to Romans chapter 2, verse 1, he tells us how this works, that is, how it can be proved that we know the law of God, even if we don't have it. When he says, "Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things." And that works something like this. If you have ever said about somebody else, "They told a lie, and they shouldn't have done that," or even if you didn't add the words, "they shouldn't have done it," but you said, "They told a lie," in an accusatory way. You were judging them for telling a lie. Well, what does that reveal? That reveals that you know that lying is wrong. Your judgment of somebody else makes it clear that you understand this law of God, this principle, this precept of God, that thou shalt not bear false witness. You proved that you know it when you condemned somebody else for doing it. Now, when you do it, you are without excuse because your own lips have revealed your culpability. Your own lips have revealed that you know that's wrong. Now, what we often do, of course, is condemn others and then justify ourselves for doing the same thing. If you ever criticize somebody for stealing, they stole that. And you indicated by your criticism that you know that's wrong. Then you are judging yourself whenever you have stolen. Now, again, when we steal, we generally justify it. Well, it's not that much. It's a little matter. Or they owe it to me. I'm stealing from my job because they're not paying me as much as I'm worth, and so forth. We can justify it, and so we excuse ourselves for the same things that we condemn others for, but when we condemn somebody else, we are proving that we know that's wrong, and therefore we have removed our own justification for doing it. We cannot plead innocence. "I didn't know that was wrong." Yes, you did, because you condemned another. "He took another man's wife. You shouldn't have done that," all right? You know that's wrong. I don't know. How did you know that's wrong? If you don't have a Bible, if you've never been taught the Bible, how did you know that's wrong? It's in your heart. It's in your conscience. And you have proved that you know that's wrong. So when you do the same thing, you've condemned yourself with your own mouth. Now, I think there's a similarity between that and teachers. Because when teachers tell other people what they should or should not do based upon the Word of God, "This is what the Bible says, you should do this, you shouldn't do that," when the teacher then turns around and does the very same thing he told others they ought not to do? Don't you think that incurs for him a stricter judgment? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. No wonder James said, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment." Keep that in mind, and don't rush into pastoral office. We need good pastors. Oh, yes, we need them. We need good pastors, men of good character, men of sound mind, men who are committed to understanding the Bible and teaching it to others, but we don't need hypocrites in the pastoral office, and we don't need people who aren't taking this work seriously, and those who go into pastoral ministry for any other reason than the honor and glory of God and for the edifying of the saints of God had better move carefully. You better think about this. You better back up, because if you accept an office like this, you are going to receive a stricter judgment. And if that is true of pastors, and it is, because James explicitly says so, it is going to be true of anyone who has teaching responsibility. And that's why, going back to parents, for example, dads, you better be careful about telling your children what to do when you are doing the opposite. No, I'm not going to let you watch that on television. That's not decent. Decent people don't watch that. That's not, and of course what many parents do is the very programs that they deny their children, they allow for themselves. And of course, the world does that. The world thinks that's perfectly okay. We divide it up. We have safe programs for children, you know, PG, rated PG movies and whatever. And the idea is that we protect our children from certain things that are okay for adults, that are appropriate for adults. Well, now, where did you find that kind of distinction in the Bible? I said in the Bible, where do you find that kind of distinction? If it's not suitable for children, I doubt that it's suitable for adults. Don't tell your children something that they must not do, and then you turn around and do the same thing. You will incur a stricter judgment. But the main concern, and I've explored several things here that I think will bring stricter judgment to those who teach the Word of God. But the main concern that James has here has to do with the tongue. And of course, all of these things are related to the tongue, because they all relate to what we say when we teach. But he says, knowing that we shall receive stricter judgment for, verse 2, we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. So those who teach are exposed to greater liability in sinning with the tongue. And that is the reason why they incur a stricter judgment. We'll have to reserve an exploration of verse 2 of James chapter 3 for tomorrow. I trust you'll join me then. Until then, this is Greg Barkman, Bible teacher on the Beacon broadcast, saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.